The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, Rick Pitino's out of a job. Are we surprised? All kinds of other good stuff. Let's do it. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on The Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. See, I'm trying to avoid the Hoffman burp here because I just slammed a energy drink before I came in. But
let it loose.
I can't do it. I can't. That's your bit.
Let the like John Granato says, let it go.
Well, see, and that's his bit. Whoa. So first, you're trying to tell me to steal your bit. Now you're telling me to steal his.
Just steal people's bits, dude. That's what radio's about.
I'm gonna pass on that. But
I wish everyone was as, you know, as moral and ethical as you.
I don't know about moral.
Some people just steal my bits and don't even think twice about it Saturday Night Live.
All right, guys, if you want to get in, we do things a little differently here on a Wednesday. We put odds on it. Technically percentages, we know that. So, you know, don't be that guy. Say, oh, it's percentages, man. Yeah, we know. But what are the percentages of Wednesday? Sounds stupid. So put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show.
Are you asking me?
Yeah. Because I need a fun show today.
Yeah.
I've had a crap day. I need fun today.
I can't make any guarantees, Fred. It's like a 61% chance. I mean,
That's not good.
I mean, it's better chances than not.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you want, right?
Yeah. I'd rather it be better than 50%.
It's 61. Okay. That's better than 50.
All right.
I can't control what Jong does.
Well, and that's part of the problem.
Jong's already slipping.
He's the wild card in this whole thing. So, boy.
100% it's a good day for the Astros.
Yeah. I bet the Rangers are really glad they didn't move that series.
Yeah.
It hasn't quite worked out for them.
Yeah. It's
13-2 right now.
Not so much.
And you talk about a team that's quit.
Oh, well, they're eliminated from the playoffs now. It doesn't really matter.
They're Dunsky.
Astros are still trying to get that number one seed, which.
Game back.
Yeah.
And. The interesting part is...
Well, technically, they're a half game back now because the Indians play tonight, but the Indians do own a tiebreaker over them, so they're basically one and a half back.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not out of the realm, and the Indians are playing a team that hasn't quit because the Twins are trying to get that wild card spot. So I think the Astros are making a push, although, I yesterday the Astros pick up a game on the Indians. And because the Indians lost. And then you realize that was the Indians' third loss in their last 37 games. How crazy is that? I mean, you got to be kidding me. But the Astros are playing really good ball right now. And I would say, other than the Indians, there's nobody coming in hotter than the Astros. Carlos Correa's got a couple homers today. He's rounding into form. I mean, he looks like he's 100%, which is one of the things that, you know, we worried about at some point if he was going to come out and be 100%. I think you can squash that. I think you feel pretty good about the first two guys you're throwing out in a playoff series on the mound with Verlander and Keuchel, particularly Verlander, who is just so dominant, so good. And then, you know, you've got a guy in Altuve who just never seems to be off his game. So I like the way the Astros are going in. If the Indians weren't playing so well, I'd feel even better about it. But the reality is the playoffs are tough.
Yeah.
And whether it's the
you're not going to get an easy team.
Nope. And the Red Sox are good, but I think the Astros can beat them. That first game, that Justin Verlander Chris Sale game.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't wait to see that. But then if you take care of business with them, whether it's the Indians or the Yankees or the Twins or whoever it is in the next round, you worry about that when it's time to worry about it. But yeah. I think the Astros probably feel pretty good about the way they're playing going into these playoffs.
713-780-ESPN on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. We will take calls next segment as we do. And is Beth back in town? Do we have her today?
She's on the list.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there she is. I guess I should have looked.
Oh, she didn't tell me she was not.
Well, she was
be
in
here.
Vegas, so I guess she's back.
Let me text her.
Well, she's always really good about that.
So she's shopping for lingerie and sex toy convention.
So, Rick Pitino.
Rick, Slick Rick.
Dust in the wind, Ricky. About 10 years too late.
This is a guy who, he's a cat. Nine Lives is literally the story of his career. Every time you think it's caught up to him, no, he slips out the back door and he's all right. This time the house fell down on him. And I don't know that he won't get another job, but my goodness, this is a guy who, it just seems like trouble follows him. And you got to be a ballsy program now, or a carefree program,
or a professional program,
right? Although I don't know if that's the answer, I think college basketball is probably done with Rick Pitino. I don't know now that anyone can go, you know what? Let's take another shot on this guy. Let's give him one more chance. Because this looks to be a pretty major deal, and it's just like I said, you can't hide, you can't duck that trouble forever, and it's just finally caught up with him, and it's kind of predictable that it did. And this is a guy who, he's had a couple runs in the NBA, you know, he's a serviceable NBA coach. Although he did a lot better his first run with the Knicks than he did his second run in Boston. It was actually pretty bad, to the point where he just said, you know what, guys, I'm gonna head out on this one. This isn't working for me. But when he was in New York, he went to the playoffs twice and went to a conference semifinals and, he's done some good things, but that was in the 80s. You know, the last time he coached, even his coaching failure in Boston was in the late 90s and 2000. You know, are we talking 17 years later, this guy's just going to show up and not miss a beat? I can't picture that being the case.
Yeah, although somebody will probably take a shot at him just because.
I think Baylor should.
Baylor's already got a scuzzy coach.
What?
Yeah, I think, look, a lot of college basketball coaches are scumbags. It's just part of the, just comes with the territory.
Right.
But, you know, this guy, I think, takes the cake.
He's up there. And listen, that guy, what he did at Kentucky is about as impressive as you'll see. In the early 90s. When he got there, that was a program that was ineligible for postseason play. They were a train wreck. And he turned them into the undisputed powerhouse of college basketball. And that's something. And, you know, this is a guy who's got two rings. This is a multiple time champion. And he's been to, I think, three or four more Final Fours. Like, this is a guy who's been there. But there's always something. There's always a cloud. There's always, it never feels like things are what they seem with him. And, you know, it's caught up to him. So I'm not surprised, nor can I really feel bad for the dude.
I'm getting a lot of comments about the podcast from last night. The link I sent out wasn't working, apparently. I've just sent out the one from Podcast Arena, so hopefully that will get you there. But why are you listening to it now? You should be listening to us now. Listen to that later.
Well, yeah. Yeah, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, exactly. But it should be, the link I sent out should work. And good show. You guys should check it out when you get a chance.
He and Roy Williams are the only coaches to have led two different programs to at least three Final Fours. That's pretty good. I mean, this is a guy who's done some good things. But
Calipari hasn't done that?
No.
Is it?
He didn't get to three Final Fours at Memphis.
He got to, oh, three, okay, at each school.
Three at each one.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So he's taken Louisville to three Final Fours, and he took Kentucky to three. Actually, I think he took Kentucky to Providence to one, maybe. I'm pretty sure that's the case. One at Providence and then three at each of the Kentucky stops.
Guy can coach. He's just
kind of a scumbag. And listen, everybody's going to weigh that out. Like, is he such a scumbag that we don't want him coaching here? Usually the answer is no, but I think at this point it might be yes.
Yeah, if Louisville's firing you,
yeah,
that ought to tell you something. Because they don't care. They'll hire anybody. Hey, can I throw one more thing on the Astros that I'm liking about them right now? You know who's quietly done very, very well over the second half of the season after struggling off and on? Ken Giles.
Yeah.
He's pitched very well. And his numbers at the end of the season are going to look pretty good. And halfway through the year, he still had an ERA over four. So, or right around four. All right. Lots to get to. We'll get to your calls. Get to your odds. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Happy birthday, ESPN 97.5. We're 10. If you thought we were degenerates before, wait until we hit puberty.
Hold on to your butts.
Hey, guys, if you've got a vehicle and you don't know what to do with it and you've been thinking about donating it, you've been thinking about selling it, you've been thinking about fixing it up, you've been thinking about giving it away, well, do something good with it. And it doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, doesn't matter if it's got damage from the floods, but if you reach out to Houston Can Academies, they'll take your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, tractor, four-wheeler, doesn't matter what kind of vehicle it is, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, they'll tow it free of charge. They take care of all the paperwork, and your donation's tax-deductible. You basically can go online and have the form filled out in less than a minute. And if you donate today, you get a $50 Visa gift card. And that money goes to help kids at Houston Can Academies. And school started again. They need your help. And these are kids who have dropped out of other schools for other reasons. And a lot of them are really good kids that just had issues that had to be worked around. Some of them had transportation trouble. Some of them needed glasses. Well, that's what Houston Can Academies does. They take care of that. They give them those things. And they give them the opportunity to succeed. And so many of them do. Give them a call today, and if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and tow it. Doesn't matter where you are. You're in Nacogdoches, if you're in Port Neches, or Groves. Either one, they'll come and tow it. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. We'll get to your calls, but a couple from Twitter. Jesse wants to know, what are the odds Romeo is coaching the Texans for the Seattle game? Nah, I'm going to go less than 1%. I think it would take... They're not going to lose all these games. They got the Browns coming up. Less than 1%.
Yeah.
Chris says, what are the odds? I'm wishing I'd put more than $10 on the Astros plus 1,400 to win the World Series earlier this season. Yeah, percent 1,000. Although, hey, $10 is $10. If they don't win, you can just say, okay. And Keith wants to know, what are the odds I should retire from gambling after two straight good weeks?
Do it.
Yeah, you should probably quit. That's...
I mean, we talked about this the other day off the air. Like, I'm hovering around that 55%, which is, I mean, I'm profitable for the year, but it's not.
It's a grind.
It is, man. I had a really crappy week to start.
Yeah.
In week one of college and NFL, And then I was really good in week two of both of those. And since then, it's like I'm at one game over 500, one bet over 500, and it ain't easy.
No, and I'm doing those picks for pregame, and this week I had a hard time finding even three games that I wanted to play, and almost none in the NFL.
Right.
So it's just there are times, and I play a smaller volume than you do. I usually am between three and five, and I think you'll play a little more than that. But it does. After
I play between three and five in NFL and then three and five in college.
Yeah, I'm talking about three or five total games. And that includes NFL, CFL, and colleges. But the reality is, man, it's you at the end of the year, you look up, you'll have more money than you started with. But it's not easy. And, you know, I
don't remember. Maybe it was 2 years ago or something. Like, I looked at what I'd made over the course of a season. I don't remember what season it was. It was probably NFL or college football. And I think my net gain was like $1.23 or something. It's like, you think about how much time you put into it.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's like, no wonder people just get frustrated with it. And they're like, or they just start throwing money willy-nilly. I mean,
you've
got to be willing to grind.
It turns into work.
Yeah.
It really does. Unless you're just having fun and you're going to do your five-game parlays for $5. But as far as making a profit goes, it ain't easy. It's not, but that's what we keep trying to tell people. It's like, oh, well, it must be easy. No, it's not. You just got to – it's such a roller coaster because there was that stretch last year where I went 9-0, and I just thought, oh, I can't lose. And so the next week I've got like seven games, and I think I miss all seven of them. it's like because I got out of – what I do, which is three to five games. I'm like, oh, no, man, I'm going to play everything because I'm just killing it.
You're too hot.
I'm unstoppable. No, you're not unstoppable. You're right back to about 56%. Let's squeeze in some calls here on What Are the Odds Wednesday. I believe that's Roland. What's up, Roland?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Sports.
Sports to you.
My What Are the Odds Wednesday question is, what are the odds that the Catch Me Outside girl does a porno when she's 18? I'll hang up and listen.
No, I don't know. She's not very good looking to me.
I can't wait to not see that.
I think by the time, how old is she now, Jong? How old's Catch Me Outside girl?
I don't know, 14, 15?
She's going to be forgotten by the time that happens.
Unless she shows up on 16 and pregnant.
Yeah, maybe she could be like Teen Mom.
So that's what she could do. Shows up on 16 and pregnant. That gets her probably a couple more years of fame, and then she does a porno when she's 18.
Yeah, I'm going to go low percentages, though. I'm going to go like 15%.
Catch Me Outside. How about that?
How about that? And plus, if she can't talk, is she even famous? Like, because that's the only thing she's famous for is the way she talks.
Do you need to talk in a porno?
Right, but that's what I'm saying. How, like, it's not like she's good looking enough to warrant just being in a porno.
Catch Me Outside. How about that?
The porno would probably
I'm really uncomfortable with this conversation.
It would probably take place inside. Yeah, and this is not even legal right now. So it's...
Catch Me Outside. How about that?
No, no one can catch you outside for like four more years.
Jared from Subway is imprisoned for this very thing.
No, Jared from Subway would have been after the Catch Me Outside boy. And that guy, I don't think there was a Catch Me Outside boy.
Jonathan, what's up? Hello, Jonathan.
Johnny Sports.
Hey, sports guys. I got a Word of the Odds Wednesday for you is... What are the odds Baker Mayfield wins the Heisman Trophy this year?
Man.
I'll hang up and listen.
All right.
Well, I can actually give you...
legit odds?
The actual odds, because this is one of the things that I was hoping to get to yesterday or Monday, and we just had too much stuff going on. But I have the latest Heisman odds.
Okay.
If I can find them. But
my guess is Baker Mayfield is amongst the current favorites. But last week didn't make me feel very good about him. He almost lost to Baylor. And if they would have lost to Baylor, you can forget it. I think it's honestly, if I had to say right now, I'd say he's one of like the three favorites.
He is currently second.
Behind Mason Rudolph?
No, Mason Rudolph.
Sam Darnold?
Mason Rudolph dropped because of the loss.
Because they lost, yeah.
Keep going.
Sam Darnold?
Nope.
Saquon Barkley?
Saquon Barkley.
He's
number
good.
One on the list at 7-4.
He's
so here
good.
Are your current odds. So I love questions like that where I actually have the answer. Saquon Barkley 7-4. Baker Mayfield 3-1. Sam Darnold 7-1. Lamar Jackson 7-1. which I and Mason Rudolph 7-1. I could see Mason Rudolph getting back in there if they went out because they would have beaten Oklahoma, but I don't think it's very likely. Luke Falk at 33-1. Jake Browning 40-1.
He hasn't been putting up big numbers yet.
No. Trace McSorley 60-1.
Well, he's not going to get it.
Darius Geis and J.K. Dobbins have dropped off the board.
That's not surprising.
No. So there you have it. I'm not really, honestly, I don't have a good feel for, because I don't know if Penn State's going to win out.
I mean, they were literally a second away from losing.
Yeah, that was a good finish to that game.
It was.
I do think OU, well, I don't know. I don't know if OU's going to beat TCU. I think TCU's pretty damn good, too. And they still have Oklahoma State and Texas. Who knows what's going to happen in that game? I think it's still pretty wide open. I would look for some prices there for some team you think is going to run the table that is farther down the list.
Yeah. What happens is normally it's harder for a non-quarterback to win it now than it ever has been.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what Barkley's done so far has been pretty amazing. Rashad Penny at San Diego State, which, again, I know he's not going to win, but he's second in the country in rushing yards, and he's been dominant too, which is starting to make me think that it doesn't really matter who's running at San Diego State. They've just got something figured out that they can run the ball.
Yeah.
But once you start to lose games, that's when you start to see people fall off the – off the list here. And right now, you know, all these guys at the top of the list have been winning.
Yeah.
You know, with the exception of Rudolph and Jackson, who lost one, and Josh Rosen. I mean, they've basically fallen off. You know, it would take a miracle for Josh Rosen to win now because he's lost a couple games.
Yeah, that was the only game I missed all of the weekend was friggin' UCLA not covering against Stanford.
Yeah.
And they looked good for a while. And then
Stanford's got a running back, too, who's, yeah, you know, maybe we should be talking about. But, yeah, it's so fluid, especially early on, you know, and once we start to know what these teams are a little bit more, like USC hasn't lost a game, but
what do you think they are? I have no
idea.
Their
stock is down from what it was at the beginning of the year, right?
And Darnold's thrown two picks in every game, too.
Yeah.
So what are the odds Tony Romo's broadcasting career ends up like his playing career? Starts off with a bang, but every year after that, slowly but surely getting more and more disappointing.
I don't know. What I will say is this. What I've heard of Tony Romo, the thing that makes him good is that he's so, you know, he's just barely removed from the game.
Yeah.
So he knows what offenses look like in the NFL today, whereas guys like Chris Collinsworth and Phil Sims have been out of the game so long that a lot of this is foreign to them. Well, Tony Romo's seeing on the field is foreign to him.
No, and those guys have kind of devolved into sort of hucksters. I know Collinsworth has, and he's almost unlistenable to me. But I love what I've heard out of Romo, and maybe it's because of that, and maybe it's just he sees the game that well. But I don't know that you get 5 years down the road, I don't know that he'll be as good.
Well,
you know who's not impressed with him? Brent Musburger.
Oh, yeah?
Tony, get off it. First of all, you're intruding on your play-by-play man, Jim Nance,
Who's
just trying to give us the scene. We like to watch the game, okay? The more years you spend away from the league, you're going to know less and less about the personnel that's out on the field. So I'm blowing a stop the hype right now.
Okay.
Thanks, Brent. Where are you working now?
He's retired.
Oh, just checking. No, he's doing something in Vegas. He does some VSIN Live or something. But what fight was it we saw him at? Or was it – there was something we saw him at recently. That dude looks bad.
Was he at the Kovalev Ward fight?
He might have been that, yeah. And he was sitting across from us, and he was staring at me creepily. It was frightening.
Poor Musky.
I wanted to run. 713-780-ESPN's the number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. What are the odds Beth makes Fred feel embarrassed today? 87%.
That's more often than not.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost every show. Every now and then we'll get by with one, but she's on a pretty good roll with that. It's been about 2 months every show. So,
Tim says, what are the odds my UTSA Roadrunners go undefeated this season? We both discussed that yesterday.
I only see about three games that they will be in danger of losing before the championship game, and I think they'll be favored in all three of those games.
And what other I mean, Boise's already lost twice, which that never happens, you know, at this point in the season. So what other non-Power 5 teams are in the mix? I guess South Florida and San Diego State?
I would say those two, yeah.
Is there any – I guess Memphis might get a vote or two somewhere along the way. They may
well, and I think you've got – if UH runs a table from here, they're going to be in the conversation. It'll be pretty ironic if it came down to those two and they didn't get to play that first game.
Yeah.
And UTSA got hosed because of it. But, no, I would say right now they're in that mix. There's no question. I think South Florida is kind of the darling of everybody. But I like Memphis, man. I'm telling you, that Riley Ferguson's a hell of a quarterback.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Dirt-Free Carpet Clean. It's football season, and your boys are coming over to barbecue and watch the game. You don't want to be embarrassed with dirty floors. It's a great time to get your carpets, your tile floors cleaned with Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning. Get the fall special for a limited time. Dirt-Free will clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase over $120. Free room can be carpet or tile. Don't miss out on this, guys. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that'll make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt-Free. 281 Dirt-Free. Go toxic chemical-free with Dirt-Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. That's 281 Dirt-Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in a free speed dry. It's 281 Dirt-Free. 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
To ESPN 97.5.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got
from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Squeezing a call. Dan, you're on the Blitz. Go. Dan?
Dan, that happened.
Yeah.
He just called in, like, 5 seconds before we went to him.
It's like, they won't get to me anytime soon. We did. Yeah, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Boom.
So, somebody tweeted us a ticket for the Astros to win the World Series at plus 450. Wow, you got it late in the game, but that's all right. $100 to win 450, you'll take that.
Ain't bad.
Good luck with that. That's Bears basketball. That sent that ticket.
You, what would you put the odds that the Astros can win it?
I still think. Well, I think they have as good a chance as anybody. And I honestly believe whoever wins the AL is winning the series this year.
Ooh, okay.
So I'm gonna.
It's a bold prediction.
Yeah. So I think if they get there, I like their chances. But I still think the Indians are the team to beat. But man, 7-game series, and even the 5-game series. I mean, the Red Sox can beat them in a 5-game series. Yeah. I think the Astros should be favored. But I'll give them a. And keep in mind, there's going to be a lot of teams involved, so I'll give them a 30% chance. Does that seem fair?
That seems low. High, but. But fair.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Talking about Mayfield, OU fans, they were putting up points against Baylor. The defense is what sucked.
Yeah.
That is true.
28 points.
I'm not going to blame Baker Mayfield.
But the reality is if you lose to Baylor, you have a bad loss like that, it hurts your chances to win the Heisman.
Blitzer Jake, Fred, thoughts on Washington State money line plus 150 as a home team dog on a Thursday night? I think it's Friday night, isn't it? That game is? Or is it Thursday night? I'm not sure. Either way, I don't mind that bet at all.
They play Friday night.
Okay. So I'm getting a lot of like, what are the odds that Chargers cover plus one versus the Eagles? We'll do all those at 5 o'clock. We'll run through some of them in the 6 o'clock.
We ran through a lot of it yesterday.
Yeah, we did it in the 6 o'clock hour.
You think Washington State's good enough to beat USC, huh?
I do.
All right.
It's a tough road trip. I think USC's better, but that's a tough road trip. I think this is a pretty good Washington State team. And Friday night, I always like the home dogs.
Not sure what Washington State is yet.
Well, I'm not sure what USC is. Let's be honest.
I mean, that's fair. But the best team Washington State's played so far is Boise, and they beat them by 3 points.
Yeah, in overtime.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a they beat the worst team in the Pac-12, Oregon State, and then they beat Montana State and Nevada.
But you know what they didn't do? They didn't lose to a FCS team.
That's true.
Like they have the past couple of years to start
the
season.
That is true.
But I like Luke Falk. I little concerned about USC's defense, so I know they'll put up points on them. So, I think they have a chance to win. Am I betting them? No. But if you're asking my opinion on the game, do I think that's a bad play? Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you think, USC is not impressed necessarily, but, I mean, they beat Western Michigan, who's a good team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no question.
They beat Stanford, who, I mean, I'm not crazy about Stanford, but they still look like they're all right, you know. They beat Texas, and they won at Cal,
which is a good win. That's a good win. Cal's better.
Yeah. So I don't think they haven't had like
they've got a better resume.
They haven't had a free square for sure.
No, but they just haven't looked that good in those wins. And
that's a kudos to Notre Dame, or not to USC to USC. Their free square game this year was Western Michigan.
Yeah.
So their other non-conference games, Texas and at Notre Dame, like USC's, they're...
Well, and that's the thing. I think they could lose to Notre Dame and still make the playoffs.
That's a ballsy schedule.
Yeah, it is. Because when you scheduled Texas, you thought they were 90s Texas.
Yeah.
And that's basically where you do it. So... I think they're a good team. Don't get me wrong, but I also think this is one of those trips. Whenever one of the Southern California teams goes to Washington or Washington State, I think it's worth more than 3 points for the home field.
Okay,
and I do think Washington State's very good. And you know, Darnold is due to have a game where he doesn't throw a pick.
Yeah.
So if that happens, then I think USC wins. But I don't think you're stupid at all for taking Washington State. That was my point. I'm not betting it. 713-780-ESPN. Well, let's just do some more to the odds. John, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
It's Don.
Okay. Well, sports, that's on the intern, because I'm looking at John.
Yeah, it's all good, man. But, hey, look, I kind of have a two-part question. And considering the fact that basketball is kicked off and the Rockets were kind of putting all their eggs in the basket with Carmelo, what are the odds that Daryl Morey, considering he didn't get Carmelo, what are the odds that Daryl Morey makes a move before the season starts that we didn't see coming? And if he doesn't, what are the odds that the Rockets are top four seed in the West, since the West is getting kind of thick?
I think I give them about a 50-50 chance of being a top four seed. I think they're going to be around 3-6. They're in that stretch. They could be as high as 3, as low as 6. And as far as getting another player, I think the odds of that are pretty short because they just don't have assets. That's why
there's just not that many players floating around right now.
I think when you get to the trade deadline, there'll be some team that was expecting to be good that will probably move someone. But the question is, do you have the assets? And, I mean, what do they have to trade? Crickets.
Yeah.
What are the odds Trent Richardson gets run out of the CFL? Yeah, he signed with the Rough Riders. We'll see how he does. Can't be much worse than he was in the NFL.
I wonder if that's you're saying that they've got 4-6 is kind of where they fall, or 3-6, you said, huh?
Yeah, that's somewhere in there. Just depends on health.
And you assume San Antonio too?
Yeah, well, I think San Antonio, I think their range is 2-6. How's that?
I think San Antonio is probably like 2-4.
I'm not so sure. I don't think they're as good this year.
Okay.
I think they take a little step back. I know, but guess what?
You're going to be right eventually.
I've been right pretty much every year about them in the playoffs.
I mean, they made it to the Western Conference Finals last year.
Yeah, and they lost.
Nobody's beating that team.
They didn't make it the year before.
They did not.
No, I think they're just – they're still good, but I think the farther they get away from the Tim Duncan era, the more erosion you're going to see.
Okay.
I don't think LaMarcus Aldridge has been a very good fit there. They've got a great player and a great coach, so they're always going to be good. But I could see them falling to fifth.
It's funny because after the top four in the West this year, Golden State, San Antonio, OKC, and Houston, I mean, there's no other team that I would say I would guarantee a playoff spot even. Would you?
Did you mention OKC?
Yeah.
Yeah, because to me, they're the wild card. Because that's the team that could be the other two.
But if I – okay, let's say beyond those
But they
four
could also
teams,
be six or seven.
Beyond Houston, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, and obviously Golden State, would it shock you if Minnesota didn't make the playoffs?
No, but I – no.
I mean, I think they will,
yeah,
but it wouldn't shock me if they didn't.
I think they'll make the playoffs, but
Would it shock you if the Jazz or the Nuggets didn't make the playoffs?
No.
Would it shock you if the Grizzlies didn't make it?
No.
Would it shock you if the Pelicans didn't make it?
No.
Would it shock you if the Clippers didn't make it?
Actually, no, I wouldn't.
Me neither.
And it's somebody's going to have to make room for some of those teams because I do think the T-Wolves make it this year.
So, like, outside of those top four, I wouldn't, like, put a guaranteed ticket stamp on anybody to make the playoffs in the West.
All right, guys. If you had damage to your home from the hurricane, well, guess what? There are people here in Houston who can help. And it can be tough, it can be frustrating, it can be stressful, but our friends at Caslope are here to help you. Caslope is Houston strong. Caslope is a Houston-based company, and their focus is to save as many homes as possible. And you're getting a lot of companies coming from out of town, do business with somebody who's right here. They provide professional, residential, and commercial water damage mitigation, dehumidification, and restoration. They'll demo and remove all construction materials affected by water damage. Caslope cares about the community and wants to help. Insurance, great. No insurance, Caslope will work with you. Save your house today. Do business with a local company. Call Caslope. That's C-A-S-T-L-O-P. C-A-S-T-L-O-P. Find out more at caslope.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. What are the odds Wednesday? Make sure you put odds on it when you call. Sebastian, what about Portland making it?
It wouldn't surprise me if they did. Wouldn't surprise me if they didn't. That's what I was saying. Like outside of Houston, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, and Golden State, there's not a team. I mean, it would surprise me. It surprised me if the Suns found a way to get in.
Yeah.
But even beyond them, if the Lakers made the playoffs as an 8 seed, it wouldn't shock me. If the Kings made it, it wouldn't. Well, the Kings might shock me too.
Yeah. They're just a mess.
Yeah. But so the Lakers, the Mavericks, Grizzlies, Pelicans.
I could see the Mavericks making it.
Yeah, I mean, is it an 8 seed or 7? I think beyond those top four teams, and I tend to think Minnesota's pretty good.
I do too.
I think beyond those five teams, I think there's three wide open playoff spots. And Minnesota is a team that I would say has a chance to be fifth. It wouldn't blow my mind if they didn't make it because they've shown me nothing but Well, I keep thinking they're going to take a step, and then they don't.
Right.
But they've added a lot to that team. They look ready to make a run. But anybody else, I mean, I don't know what the Jazz are going to be like now. I don't know what the Nuggets are. I don't know the Clippers without Chris Paul. I mean, I don't know what any of those teams are.
Let's try London. What's up, London? Hello.
Hey now.
Hello.
What's up, dude?
Hey, sports.
Sports to you, man.
Yeah, I was just calling to ask, what are the odds that Dennis Smith Jr., the seventh round pick for the Mavericks, is rookie of the year this year?
Seventh overall pick. Well, 10%.
I mean,
I like him. I think he's going to put up some numbers.
I do, too. Would he be at the top of my list?
No.
I don't know where. I mean, he's got to be up there, though. I mean, yeah. He's one of the more NBA-ready guys. I would say, God, Jason Tatum seems to be walking into a pretty good spot. He's going to be on a good team.
Would you like the actual odds?
I would like that. My guess is Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo
is the
Ball
favorite.
Is plus 225.
Okay. Can I just guess some other ones and see where I'm at?
Sure.
I would guess Ben Simmons is number two.
He's third at plus 500.
Is Dennis Smith second?
Dennis Smith is second, plus 300.
And then Jason Tatum?
Plus 500.
Markelle Fultz?
Plus 800. You've got them almost in order, actually. Because Ball, Smith, Simmons, Tatum, Fultz.
Okay. Is that all they list?
No.
De'Aaron Fox?
Ding, ding, ding. Plus 1,200. Keep going. You haven't missed one yet. Except for, well, we were talking about Dennis Smith. So I'm
Josh Jackson?
Oh, you missed that.
Damn it.
Plus 2,000. There's another player ahead of him.
Malik Monk?
Malik Monk, plus 1,800. Then Jonathan Isaac, Justin Jackson.
Where's Donovan Mitchell?
He's not on near.
Ooh.
From
disrespect.
Lauri Markkanen.
I was going to say, I was going to ask about him.
And John
he's
Collins.
Too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's your odds. So there you go.
Yeah, Ben Simmons jumped to mind because that's a guy, he's, you know, he'll technically be a rookie this year.
Right. He could easily pull a Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
So let's try Reggie.
Hey, guys. I know it's What Are the Odds Wednesday, and I just wanted to give you guys props for yesterday's show. I love the comments from you, AJ. And Fred, I've been following you ever since you've been with the Chronicle. We're about the same age. Well, the Chronicle, I meant to say. We're about the same age. But, hey, man, I love the show, and keep up the great work, guys, and I'll keep listening.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Yeah, well.
I got called a lot of names yesterday.
Well.
I'm glad a couple people appreciated it, but.
I think in part because it's one of those topics that people have their mind made up on.
Yeah.
So if you.
Well, that's what I said. I'm not changing anybody's mind on this thing, probably.
No. And that's okay. But.
I'll still tell you how I feel, though.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do. I'm a teller.
And a burper.
And a burper sometimes.
Although that hasn't happened yet.
No, I haven't had it. I drink an energy drink right before the show. I have no explanation.
And no beer today, so it's
no
not going to be that.
Yeah. Hanging in there.
I think people have come to expect this, though.
I know. Listen, I can't force it.
And that's true. It is.
I mean, I can, but I don't do that on the radio. That would be silly.
Well, okay. If you say so. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so you don't have to put odds on it. Here's one for you. They're at the end of their careers, What Are the Odds Correa has more postseason home runs than D. Hopkins has playoff TDs. That is about as obscure of a What Are the Odds.
That is really out there.
Yeah.
I'll go Correa 60%.
Yeah, that seems fair to me.
I think he'll be in the playoffs a lot more times.
And you know, maybe for the Yankees in a few years, but he'll be in the playoffs a lot.
Oh, that's what I was talking about.
So,
dude's the next Derek Jeter.
Yeah, well, he's gonna be around for a while, and I think he's gonna be on a lot of playoff teams. And certainly, over the next 3 years with the Astros, and then you know if he's still here after that, which we all hope, then yeah, I think they're gonna make it a lot more. But if not, and he winds up somewhere else, he's gonna lead a lot of teams to the playoffs. That guy. Is the complete package. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Blaine says, I got called a white apologist yesterday, AJ, pretty much screaming the same thing as you. What are the odds you got called that?
A white apologist?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone called me that. I was accused of being racist. I was called dense. I was called sensitive. I was called a snowflake. I was called a lot of things, but not a white apologist.
So you're racist?
Apparently, according to the internet.
Oh, okay. Well, I tend to believe everything I see on the internet, yes, especially on Twitter, because
you should.
Twitter is like our text line. There's never any falsehoods or made up stuff or trolling going on.
These are stand up people.
Honest people who are just trying to show you the error of your ways. Not trying to troll you at all. All right, guys. I'm going to tell you the error of your ways if you're not using Harry's. And how about getting your razors delivered right to your door? How about not paying a whole bunch of money for them? How about getting a quality shave? Well, that's what Harry's is about. And Harry's got sick of the big razor companies relentlessly increasing their prices, just reaping immense profits. So they bought a factory and started their own business. And they take less profit, sell it directly to you over the internet. They offer their blades at half the price. It's just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay if you go to the store. And it's such a hassle to go to the store to buy razors. And you wind up having to get in those big plastic packages that you need a knife to open. Harry's razors include everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. It's just a couple bucks. Plus, as a special offer just for the Blitzers, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout to get a post-shave balm, also free. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.